Dort College Defender basketball is on the air. The Dort College Defenders taking on the Concordia Bulldogs this afternoon in women's and men's basketball play. The women's contest gets underway at 2 o'clock, the men at 4 o'clock. Dort College versus Concordia, the women's matchup features an 0-4 in the conference Dort College team, 6-5 overall against a number 3 in the country Concordia Bulldog team. They stand 4-1 in the conference and 9-1 overall. Good afternoon. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Let's check in with Coach Craig Steensma, first of all, for his pregame thoughts and comments about today's game. Let's visit with Coach Craig Steensma as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Concordia Bulldogs. Great Plains Athletic Conference action. And Coach Steensma, your team coming off a loss to Briarcliff, a team that their zone defense really gave you trouble in the contest Wednesday evening. How did that prepare you for tonight's game or today's game with Concordia?
Well, we had very focused practices and handling and taking care of the ball practices, ball toughness stuff that, you know, will hopefully come in handy today as we play against Concordia. And Concordia is usually they're going to come after you full court, a lot of run and jump stuff. You know, they're a very, very good team. They're very deserving of their number 3 ranking.
Things got more difficult for you last night, losing Ashley Williams for the short term. At least she's not in uniform today. How do you shuffle things to make up for her not being in the lineup today?
Yeah, Ashley has a concussion, a mild concussion, is not going to be able to play today. And she'd been doing a real nice job as a starting point guard for us. So Tegan Manis will get a play, and we're going to slide Kim Cruz over and play some point guard for us. And yeah, you know, in our situation, it's going to be kind of point guard by committee. And we may have to make adjustments on the fly during the game, but you know, they're very prepared to play, and so you know, we know what we have to do and where we have to get the ball.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. Let's begin with the Dort College Defenders. The Defenders are 6-5 this season, 0-4 in the G-PAC. Their losses in the G-PAC have come to Midland, Doan, Mount Marty, and Briarcliff. The Defenders are averaging 74.5 points per game and allow 69 points per contest. Dort owns a 46.7 to 40.9 rebounding advantage, and they've been forced into 21 turnovers per game and forced 18 turnovers. Dort College is making 39.2% of its field goals. The Defenders are converting 35.6% of the three-point shots that they have attempted. Abby Chapman leads the team with a 14.5 points per game average and takes down 3.9 rebounds per game. Paige Ingbers averages 10 points per game, and she has made 30 of 68 three-point shots for 44.1% success. Micah Holst scores 9.5 points per game. Kim Cruz, 8.4. Those are the leading rebounders as well. Holst is averaging 8.9 rebounds per game. Cruz is at 10.2. Cassidy Vredevoet scores 7.6 points per game. Emily Newman scores 5.7 points per outing. For the Concordia women, they're 9-1 overall, 4-1 in the G-PAC. They stand number 3 in the most recent NAI Division II coaches poll. Bulldogs' lone loss was a 78-70 setback with Morningside and Seward back on November the 15th. Five of Concordia's games have been decided by 10 points or less, and they took a 3-point decision from Hastings and a 4-point verdict from Mount Marty. The Bulldog women average 78.1 points per game. They allow opponents to score 62.6 points per contest. Bailey Morris scores 16.8 points per game. She averages nearly 5 assists per contest, and she takes away 4.3 steals per game. She is the gas in this engine for this Concordia team, and when I saw her before the contest, I said, haven't you graduated yet? And she just said, no, not yet. A lot of GPAC opponents will breathe a sigh of relief when she is out of the lineup, but obviously there will be someone else to take her place. Beyond that, you've got Becky Mueller scoring 11.3 points per game. She's good for 4.4 rebounds per contest. Tracy Pites and Mary Janovich score 8.8 and 8.7 points per game, respectively. Both Pites and Janovich convert nearly 50% of their field goal attempts. 12 players have played in at least 7 games this season for Drew Olson's team. Let's take a 30-second break and be back with starting lineups right after this. Starting lineups for these two teams look like this, and as you heard from Coach Craig Steensman during our pregame show, things got tougher for the Dort College Defenders yesterday. Finally looked like the Defenders had settled on a lineup to get through this tough stretch, and things got upset with Ashley Williams going out with an injury yesterday in practice for the short term. She is out of the lineup. That being said, here's your lineup for the Dort College defenders. Number two, Tegan Manis, is a 5'9 freshman from Stockton, California, averaging 3.8 points per game. Number 21 is Emily Newman, a 5'11 junior from Maplewood, Minnesota, averaging 7.5 points per outing. Number 22 is Abby Chapman, a 5'9 junior from Arvada, Colorado, averaging 14.5 points per game. Number 32 is Micah Holst. She is a 6'3 junior from Byron Center, Michigan. She averages 9.5 points per game. And number 33 is Paige Angbers, a 5'9 sophomore from Pella, Iowa, averaging 10 points per game. Off the bench, we anticipate seeing Kim Cruz, 5'7 sophomore from Hull, averaging 8.4 points per game, that is. Robin Blunt, a 5'10 junior from St. Paul, Minnesota, averaging 8.1 points per contest. Number 35, Cassidy Bradabote, a 6-foot freshman from Caledonia, Michigan, averaging 7.6 points per game. And Shady Egger, a 6-foot sophomore from Hull, Iowa, averages 3.1 points per outing. For the Concordia Bulldogs, it'll be Bailey Morris, a 5'4 senior from Clay Center, Nebraska, averaging 16.8 points per game. Tracy Pites, a 5'11 senior from Hardington, Nebraska, averaging 8.8 points per game. Number 20, Mary Janovich, a 5'7 freshman from Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 8.7 points per contest. Kelsey Heiser is a 5'10 senior from Parker, Colorado, averaging 5.9 points per game. And number 34 is Becky Mueller, a 5'10 sophomore from Elkhorn, Nebraska, averaging 11.3 points per contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Just double-checking my pronunciations for the Concordia teams, and I think I nailed them. Or at least that's what I'll go with. Dort College controls the opening tap of the basketball as Manis. Manis with it, gives it up right side over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball out front. Dort College defenders owning the basketball as we start the contest. Picking it up is Angbers. Angbers passes over to Manis. Man-for-man defense applied by the Bulldogs, and Manis is fouled on the play by Bailey Morris. Well, Dort College is going to have this called as a tighter ball game than normal. The Concordia Bulldogs typically able to get the ball game into a more physical nature, and the Dort College defenders cannot afford for that to happen today. Dort College with the basketball after the foul is called. Ball is tapped out of bounds on the inbounds play. Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College with a basketball. Inbounding on the right side of the lane as we face the hoop is Chapman. Chapman tossing it in, throws it in over the top, finds Manis. Manis with the basketball. Manis gives it up to Angbers. Angbers with it back over to Chapman. Chapman puts it on the floor with the right hand, throws it up off of the glass. Good. Abby Chapman with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders have the lead 2-0. 2-0 our score. Back the other way. Transition basketball, and Concordia gets the bucket to go. Lay-in by Tracy Pites, and we're deadlocked at 2-2. 19-20 remaining in the first half. Concordia in the backcourt on the defense of the backcourt, and it's thrown up and taken away by Bailey Morris in the backcourt. She stops on the left elbow of the lane. Feeds the trailer, Mueller. Mueller will drive in. Her shot off the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Micah Holst. Holst with the basketball. Holst gives it up to Manis. Manis, top of the key, right side, it goes over to Chapman. Chapman with it on the wing. Chapman looking for Hulse. Taps it out. It's controlled by Concordia. Morris. Morris behind the back dribble. No look pass. Dumps it off. Layup is good. Tracy Pites with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 4-2. 4-2 our score in the backcourt. Whip it is Manis, and Manis is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Kelsey Heiser. Heiser whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Inbounding the basketball will be Paige Angbers. Angbers to trigger it. Angbers gets it into Manis. Manis for the basketball. Manis spins out of the pressure by Morris. Here comes Deegan Manis. Lob pass underneath to Holst. Holst back outside. It goes to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman tries to reverse it. It's taken away by Tracy Pites as she slid down on the defense and takes the ball away on the block. She drives all the way to the opposite block. Throws it inside. Kick out pass. Heiser. Heiser three on the way. Off the rim. No good. Rebound fought for, and we've got a foul called against Tracy Pites. That's foul number one on her team. Foul number three on Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Dort College with the basketball after the foul call. Dort College will inbound the basketball, throwing it in as Angbers. Angbers with the ball. Angbers gets it into Chapman. Chapman in the backcourt. North College will try to spread the floor enough for Chapman to have some room to work. She reverses it back over to Manis. Manis with the basketball, splits the defense. It's taken away by Pites. Pites, layup with the right hand, left side, gets it to go. Tracy Pites with a steal in the bucket. Concordia out to a 6-2 lead. 6-2 our score. Ingbers with the basketball. Ingbers bringing it up. It's taken away. Manis spun into the double team. Here comes Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Manis to Heiser, and Heiser is followed on the play by North College's Emily Newman, I believe. Emily Newman whistled for the personal, her first. And that is team foul number one on the Dort College defenders. Concordia basketball. Morris will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it inbounded and a foul called on the play on the shot attempt from the left baseline. Foul's going to go on Manis, and for Teagan that is foul number one. Mary Janovich to the free throw line. She'll shoot a pair. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelton, Orange City, Hollerton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. Dort College trailing 8-2 after the two made free throws by Janovich. Chapman's pass over midcourt, taken away by Concordia. Another turnover. Here come the Bulldogs. Bulldogs with it on the left side, forcing it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Manis. Manis in the backcourt. Manis ahead to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman down to the block, and we've got a blocking foul called in the Concordia Bulldogs. Bulldogs whistled for the personal foul. That's Tracy Pites. Pites picks up foul number two in the process. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Dort College's Paige Ingbers. Ingbers gets it triggered into Chapman. Chapman baseline jumper, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Micah Holst. Holst off of the glass, good. Micah Holst with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 8-4. 8-4 our score. Dort College breaks the 8-0 run by Concordia. Bulldog basketball on the left side. Kick out pass. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out by Jerrica Pearson. And the North College defenders will inbound the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. They'll inbound it on the sideline just in front of the North College men's basketball team sitting in the student section watching the contest. Manis in the backcourt, picks up her dribble, gets it away to Chapman. Chapman with the ball, her pass is deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia, it'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball. So the Dort College defenders throwing it in will be Chapman. Chapman gives it up to Newman. Newman with the basketball at the free throw line. Newman spins into the lane, puts it up, shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Emily Newman will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Newman is a 67% free throw shooter. For those of you interested, there is live stats. Our live stats are up and running. We'll get that link. It's available on our website in the game preview story. It will also be available shortly on our Twitter account. And if you have not, a follower of our Twitter account, is at DC Athletics. First free throw is up and good for Newman. Second free throw is up and good. And the Dort College defenders trail 8-6. Backdoor cut, throwing it away on the right side of the lane. Intended for Brindley Dahlm. Dort College gets a basket back on the turnover. So the Dort College defenders inbounding the basketball with Newman. Newman throws it in to Kim Cruz. Cruz checked in at the last break. Kim Cruz double-teamed. It's taken away by the Bulldogs. Coming up with it is Dahlm. Dahlm, cross-court pass, taken away by Holst. Ahead to Chapman. Here comes Dort College. They've got three-on-two numbers. Pass goes to Cruz. Cruz, layup left side. Good. Kim Cruz with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders tie it up 8-8. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College with a six-point run, 16:30 remaining in the first half. 8-8 our score. Concordia basketball, pass goes right side Pearson. Pearson with the basketball, puts it on the floor hard with her left hand. Comes back out to Dahlm. down with the basketball, down back to Pearson. Pearson comes back right side. Go over to, on the wing to Gautier. Not sure I got that name right. We'll double check it. Concordia basketball driving into lane. 3 seconds to shoot. They'll throw up the desperation shot and the shot clock violation. It'll be North College basketball. So North College gets the basketball after the shot clock violation, forcing the shot clock violation. Concordia saw the 30 seconds dwindling. Gautier, I believe, how I'm supposed to be saying that young lady's name. That's Jade Gautier. Into the front court with the basketball as Chapman picks up her dribble as the double team comes. North College reverses. Right side Cruz. Reversal over the top. Short corner Hulst. Hulst spin move in the lane. Her baby hook. No good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Bulldogs up and running with it. They aren't wasting any time. Brindley down with the basketball. Cross court pass. Morris. Morris. Three on the way. Short. No good. Rebound taken away by Ken Cruz. Here comes North College in transition. I don't know that this is how you want to play it if you're North College. They get a bucket out of it though. Cassidy Bredevoet with a two-point basket. Now North College has to bear down on defense. North College on defense. Down to the baseline is Morris. Morris, head fake. Nothing there. Kick out pass. Pearson. Pearson, late, a shot from 15 is good. Jerrica Pearson with a two-point bucket, and the North College defenders tied up 15-12 remaining. Concordia ties it up 15-12 remaining in this first half. Kim Cruz into the front court. Cruz passes it into the corner. With the basketball is Bredevoet. Bredevoet, Newman. Newman left side to Chapman. Chapman over the basketball on the wing. Chapman comes back over to Cruz. Cruz lets fly with a three. Bangs it in. Kim Cruz bottoms out the three. North College leads 13-10. 13-10 our score. Bailey Morris passes right side. With it is Dalm. Dalm comes back right side. Gets a screen from Pearson. Does the ball handler Elena Dabrakow. Pass goes down low. Shot off of the glass is good. Two-point bucket by Dabrakow. And the North College defenders lead 13-12 with the basketball. Cruz gets it inbounded to Newman. Newman with the basketball. North College will press the issue. Three-on-two break. Newman passes right side. Bredevoet. Bredevoet with it. Short corner, right baseline. Bredevoet muscles her way in. Ball is blocked. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Bulldog basketball. With it on the left side is Morris. Morris down to the baseline. Morris crosses over. Her pull up from 10, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a loose basketball. Out of bounds, last touch by Concordia. It'll be North College basketball. 14:04 remaining in this first half. North College fighting to a 13-12 advantage. North College facing the number three team in the country, the Concordia Bulldogs, this afternoon. And through 5 minutes and 56 seconds, North College has battled, pushed the ball when they've had the opportunity. Concordia got some early turnovers, but North College has taken care of the ball since. Kim Cruz with the basketball up by one. Cruz with it. Cruz goes high post to Bredevoet. Bredevoet with it, and Bredevoet's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called on the defenders. And Coach Craig Steensma wants a foul call on that play. He may have a point. Bailey Morris with the basketball. Passes right side to Shelby Quinn. Shelby Quinn with it. Pass cross court taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz off to the races. Kim Cruz, spin move off the glass. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away, Concordia. Here come the Bulldogs. Bailey Morris with it. Morris with it. Kick out pass into the left corner. Bulldog basketball, Bailey Morris spots up. Three, no good. Short, rebound taken away by Chapman. Here comes North College. Chapman lets traffic clear, gets it head to Angbers, and Angbers loses it. Morris takes it away. Bailey Morris back the other way. Fakes the shot, dumps it off. The trailer is Mary Janovich, and Janovich makes it 13-14. Concordia with that one-point advantage. 14-13 our score. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz driving baseline. Kick out pass, three on the way, is up and good. Three-point basket, Abby Chapman. Abby Chapman with the three-point basket. She's got five, and the defenders lead at 16-14. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. This will be a one-minute break. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Concordia out of the timeout attacks, and they get a short shot, and that's a player that I didn't anticipate seeing. Jenna Lehman Jenna Lehman gets the bucket, and Outdoor College turns it over on the ensuing play, and Coach Craig Steensma does not agree. And I'm not sure I do either. They call an over-and-back violation against Tegan Manis. Coach Steensma's argument was the ball never made it over half-court to establish all 3 points in the front court. And as it is, Concordia converts. Becky Mueller with the basket. She's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line, and she will shoot for the 3-point play opportunity. 3-point play opportunity coming here for Mueller. Mueller, right-handed free throw is up and through. Mueller with her first 3 points tonight, and the Concordia Bulldogs have a 19-16 lead. They're on a 5-0 run. With it in the backcourt is Manis. Manis looking up the floor. Door College in trouble. And a 10-second call. Yep. Looked up at the shot clock. It was at 22. You can't burn all your timeouts early, and sometimes you've just got to take your medicine. And that time, Door College unable to get the ball up the floor. And it'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia with the basketball. Bailey Morris setting the offense. Morris with it on the left side. Bailey Morris passes it off to Becky Mueller, and we've got a foul called before the shot. Foul's going to go on the Door College defenders. Foul called on Cassidy Bredevoet is her first. And Concordia to throw the ball in. Bailey Morris tossing it in. Morris throws it in over the top to Jenna Lehman. Lehman back to Morris. Morris on the left wing. She's going to drive in. Scoops it up with the right hand. Layup good. Bailey Morris with her first 2 points this evening. Door College, or this afternoon. Door College trails 21-16. Abby Chapman trapped in the backcourt. Gets it away to Vredevoet, and Door College, feeling the pressure again, calls for a timeout. Coach Craig Steensma wants to talk things over with his team, trailing 21-16 with a basketball. 11:35 left to go in the game in the first half. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, quite a turnover, a turnaround in Sioux City in football play. Morningside led early in that contest. They trail, though, now 34-21 in the second half. Bredevoet unable to reel in the pass. Now it's loose down on the other end. Shady Yeager jarred it loose, but Concordia coming back the other way with the basketball. Bailey Morris with it at the top of the key. Morris will feed it back over to Mary Janovich. Janovich unable to hang on to it. Here comes Door College back the other way. Tegan Manis into the front court. Manis dribbling through the pressure. Passes left side Bredevoet. Bredevoet back over to Manis. Bailey Morris takes it away. She tried to get it back to Newman, that was. Newman not giving any ground. Morris puts it up, and she is fouled on the play, and Bailey Morris will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And Emily Newman has just picked up her second personal foul. So foul number two on the Door College defenders. Emily Newman, that's foul number 5 against the defenders as a team. For the Door College defenders, they are 6-for-10 from the floor, but it's just that sheer number of shots they've gotten up isn't enough to keep up with Concordia right now. Concordia opening up a 22-16 advantage. Concordia 9-of-17, so they've gotten off 17 more field goal attempts than the defenders thus far. Door College 13 turnovers here in the first 9 minutes of play. Second free throw is up and through, so Bailey Morris makes them both. She's an 82% free throw shooter. And the Door College defenders trail 23-16 in the backcourt. With it is Hulst. Hulst has to look up the floor. She gets it ahead to Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt with the basketball. First time we've seen Robin Blunt, and she's going to be called for a double dribble. 23-16, our score. Door College trailing by 7. Concordia basketball. Bailey Morris will take it across half court. Bailey Morris setting the offense for the Bulldogs. She passes right side. With it is it Janovich. Janovich, they go high post to Pites. Pites to Heiser. It's taken away by Manis. Concordia with the basketball. Inbounding will be Bailey Morris. Morris on the right baseline. Morris looking for someone to pass to. Gets it in. Right side to Mueller. Mueller with the basketball back over to Morris. Morris comes back around to left side. Concordia basketball. They shuffle it outside. 3 on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Door College down 7. Abby Chapman into the front court. Abby Chapman with it at the top of the key. She goes over to Manis. Manis will fire up a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will get the basketball back, trailing by seven. Concordia right now in the midst of a 9-0 run. Manis will check out of the contest. It is baptism by fire tonight for Tegan Manis. In her 13th game as a college basketball player, beg your pardon, 12th game as a college basketball player. The Dort College defenders facing wilting pressure by the Concordia Bulldogs, and so far, Dort College, they've acquitted themselves all right. Morris, shot, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Morris tried the reverse layup in traffic, but she taps out the rebound. Out of bounds, it's Dort College basketball. Chapman with it on the baseline. Here comes Abby Chapman. Chapman up the floor, ahead to Hulst. Hulst on the fly, layup right hand, too strong, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Concordia. Here come the Bulldogs. Bulldog basketball, up the floor is Janovich. Janovich, layup good. Actually, that was a dump off to Pites. Concordia leads it 25-16. Steal by Concordia at midcourt. Left side pass comes over to Morris. Morris might have traveled with it. Her shot is good. Bailey Morris with 6 points, and the Dort College defenders will use another timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Concordia right now in control of this contest. The defenders use a timeout. They've got three remaining. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
You're investing in
listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 9:31 left to go in the first half. Dort College trails 27-16. Throwing the ball in will be Emily Newman. Newman to trigger it. Newman passes it in to Chapman. Chapman underneath the basket, and she steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Kelsey Heiser to trigger it. Heiser throwing the ball in. Throws it in over the top. She finds Brenly Daum. Daum with the basketball. Daum gives it up to Pites. Pites underneath. Might have been a travel. No call made. Concordia basketball. They work it around Heiser. Heiser's pass down low. They swing it out front. With it is Pites. Pites driving in. Dumps it down low again, and it's deflected and taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz ahead to Chapman. Chapman chases it down to the right corner. She'll let fly with a quick three. Good. Abby Chapman with 8 points, and the defenders trail 25-19. 25-19, our score, Concordia basketball. Concordia's got it out front. Dort College trailing by eight. With it on the right side is Brenly Daum. Daum comes back right wing to Pites. Pites with the basketball. Pites to Gautier. Gautier has it blocked out of bounds by Micah Hulst, and with 10 seconds on the shot clock, it will be Concordia basketball. Just a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing 27-19. Shot is blocked by Hulst. Rebound tap out controlled by Cruz. Cruz feeds the trailer Chapman down to the baseline. Her shot no good from 12 feet on the right baseline. Coming back the other way. Height octane game. Tracy Pites. Pites down to the baseline. Her cross-court pass taken away by Chapman. Here comes Dort College. With it at the top of the key is Chapman. Chapman turns. Fires it back over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman puts it on the deck a couple times, passes over to Robin Blunt. Blunt in traffic, puts it up, shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. Fouls charged to the Concordia Bulldogs. And that foul goes on Tracy Pites. That's her third. So free throws on the way for Robin Blunt. Dort College trailing 27-19, pending two free throws by Blunt. Robin Blunt makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. 27-20, pending a free throw by Blunt. Dort College can cut it back to a manageable six-point difference here. Key that you don't allow it to get any more than this. Blunt's second free throw, no good. And the rebound cleared out by Concordia. Bulldogs come back the other way. With it is Brenly Daum. Daum with the basketball, top of the key. She passes left wing. Concordia basketball. Daum passes right side, Heiser. Heiser goes short corner. Shot from the baseline, no good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz comes back to Chapman. Chapman back out front, Newman. Newman with the basketball. Comes back to Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt drives in, and Blunt is fouled on the play. No, they're going to call a jump ball. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Concordia basketball. So Concordia gets the turnover, forces the turnover with a jump ball. 7:35 left to play in this first half. Dort College trails 27-20. Concordia basketball down, down to the baseline. Cross-court pass, Heiser. Heiser comes back to the top of the key. With it is Jade Gautier. Heiser, three-pointer rattles, no good. Rebound, though, taken down by Dabrakow. Dabrakow back over to Heiser. Heiser gives it up to Gautier. Gautier into the corner, three, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Angbers. Angbers with the basketball back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz into the front court. Kim Cruz loses it, picks it up under pressure, gets it away. Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman with the right-handed layup, no good, but a foul on the play before the shot. So it'll be one and one time for the defenders and Abby Chapman. Foul called on Concordius. Brentley Daum, her first, and team foul number seven against the Bulldogs. Our score. Free throws on the way for Abby Chapman. A one-and-one opportunity. If she can convert the first, she'll get a second. First free throw is up and good. Abby Chapman with 9 first-half points. She's got another one coming. Dort College trailing 27-21. Another free throw on the way. Second free throw is up, no good. 27-21, our score. Dort College down 6. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Under pressure, Kim Cruz forces the turnover against Bailey Morris right in front of the scorer's bench. Morris tried to dribble a crossover, and Cruz was able to tip it off of her. With the basketball is Chapman. Chapman working it against Janovich. Chapman with it up front. Chapman picks up her dribble. Passes it back over to Newman. 19 to shoot. Into the corner, Angbers. Angbers three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Cruz. Cruz tries to pass it off to Micah Hulst and throws it away. 27-21, our score. 6:33 left to play in the first half. Out front with a pass. They go right side over to Quinn. Quinn with the basketball gives it up to Janovich. Janovich to Pearson. Pearson taps it away out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia inbounding the basketball, throwing it in will be Bailey Morris. Morris gets it in to Pearson. Pearson back over to Morris. Morris with the basketball. Morris gives it into the corner. Three-pointer is off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz, long pass ahead to Chapman. Chapman on the layup, and she can't finish it. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds. That's touched by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Dort College unable to corral the rebound. Chapman going just a little bit too fast. Dort College trails 27-21. Dort College on defense. Into the front court is Bailey Morris. Morris with the basketball. Morris passes it right side. Two-point bucket on the way is good for Janovich. Janovich with 6 points. And the Dort College defenders trail it 29-21. Angbers tried a cross-court pass after she picked up her dribble. And the ball is tapped out of bounds by Bailey Morris. It'll be Dort College basketball. Cruz will check out. Michael Holst will check out. Checking in, Tegan Manis. And also in the ballgame is Emily Newman. Well, I beg your pardon, that's Vredevoet. Cassidy Vredevoet in the contest. Dort College with the basketball at midcourt is Manis. Manis passes right side. Back over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball down to the baseline. Double team, tough spot, gets it away to Newman. Newman with the basketball, back to Manis. Manis, 7 seconds to shoot, gets it to Vredevoet. Vredevoet leaves the 15-footer short, no good. It goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia basketball, 5:22 remaining. And the Bulldogs will bring it up. Bailey Morris. Morris goes left side. Shelby Quinn. Quinn to Mueller. Mueller with the basketball goes into the right corner. Shot no good. Rebound to Newman on the weak side baseline. And the ball is swatted away from her on the rebound. And the foul called on Jerrica Pearson. I believe that was on Pearson at least. Number 42. Yes, it is. It's a little late up on the board. Newman will go to the free throw line to shoot two. I beg your pardon, this will still be a 1-1. Free throw by Newman is up and down. Newman now 3-for-3 from the free throw line. She's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Newman. This one's up and off the heel, no good. Dort College trails 29-22. Concordia basketball bringing the ball up the floor is Morris. Morris crossover move, drives in, draws contact, foul called. Paige Ingbers whistled for the personal foul. And free throws on the way for Bailey Morris. Fouls called on Ingbers, and for Paige Ingbers, that is foul number one. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR, made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886 by CNH Potter Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. And the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Bailey Morris makes both free throws, and the Dort College defenders trail 31-22. Chapman with the basketball in the backcourt. 5 seconds to get it across the timeline. They do. Here's Manis. Manis into the corner of Vredevoet. Catches, fires. Three, too quick, no good. Rebound taken down by DeJager, and DeJager's putback attempt is no good, and a foul called in the backcourt. Bailey Morris takes a knee-to-knee contact, it appears. Foul number three called on Cassidy Vredevoet in the process. And the Dort College defenders will walk the other way and line up on the free throw lane. Free throws on the way for Bailey Morris. 31-22, our score. Dort College down 9, pending free throws. Morris makes the first one. She is now 5-for-5 from the free throw line. She's got another one coming. Kim Cruz is going to check into the ballgame. Checking out will be Shady Egger. A little smaller lineup for the defenders. A little more ball handling, though. Second free throw, no good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Dort College trails 32-22. Time for the defenders to answer. Pass comes to Michael Holst into the corner. Ingbers, three too strong from the corner, no good. And now foul called in the backcourt on Kim Cruz, and the foul's beginning to mount for the defenders. Kim Cruz whistled for the personal, her first. Free throws on the way for the Bulldogs. Shooting free throws will be Mary Janovich. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC and the community. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located at the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. So two free throws for the Concordia Bulldogs and Mary Janovich. She makes the front end of the 1-1 and converts the second. Dort College trails by 12, 34-22. Chapman with the basketball over to Manis. Manis with the basketball back to Cruz. Cruz, she'll let fly with a three. It's good. Kim Cruz with the three-point basket. She's got eight, and the defenders trail 34-25. Back to a single-digit ball game. With it is Quinn. Quinn out front and giving it up for the three is Mueller. Mueller with a three-point basket from the top of the key. And the defenders trail 37-25. Ball's deflected out by Concordia on the defense. Mary Janovich tipping it away. Kim Cruz will now inbound directly to my left. Looking for the inbounds play. It's in danger of a 5 seconds call. Throws it over to Manis. Manis tracks it down deep in the right corner. Tegan Manis up the floor with the right hand. Manis goes over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman down to the baseline. Puts it up with the right hand. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Hulst. Hulst off of the glass. Good. Micah Hulst with a putback. She's got four, and the defenders trail by 10, 37-27. With the basketball is Quinn. Quinn to the free throw line. Quinn, kick out pass. Three on the way from the corner. Missed it. No good. Quinn, though, gets the offensive rebound. It failed to draw iron. Concordia basketball. They pass it down low. Shot is blocked out of bounds by the Dort College defenders and Micah Hulst. Jenna Lehman had her shot blocked. And now the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball is inbounded. Three on the way is off the mark. No good. Quinn comes away with a rebound. Now it's Chapman, and we've got a reach-in foul called on the Bulldogs. Concordia whistled for a foul in the backcourt. That foul called on the Concordia Bulldogs and number 50, Rachel Royak. Rachel Royak whistled for the personal. And that's foul number one on her. Free throw by Chapman is up and through. Makes it a single-digit ball game again. 37-28, another free throw coming for Chapman. Chapman's second free throw is up and through, so Chapman, 3-for-4 by my count from the charity stripe. 11 points for the ball game. 3 minutes left to go in the half. Dort College trails 37-29. Concordia basketball, Royak driving in. Shot is blocked out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. No, Concordia basketball. Concordia to throw the basketball in. And the Bulldogs to trigger it. Bulldogs toss it in. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound Newman. And Newman is fouled on the play. A pushing foul called on Becky Mueller. Newman had possession inside. Sealed her player off. And went up strong for the rebound. And got fouled from behind. And Newman will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Two free throws on the way for Newman. Double bonus time for the defenders. First free throw is up and through. Another one on the way for Emily Newman. Newman with 4 points, all of them from the free throw line. Dort College threatening to cut this down to a six-point ball game with 2:48 left to go in the half. A second free throw attempt on the way for Emily Newman. Newman, the 5'11 junior from Maplewood, Minnesota. And her free throw is off the mark, no good. 37-30, Dort College. Trailing by seven, Morris passes left side. Morris now gets free on the right wing, puts it on the deck hard. Baseline jumper from 10, no good. Rebound taken away by Newman. Newman with the basketball back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz right side, Manis. Manis, head full of steam, puts it up, and she is fouled on the play. Tegan Manis will get called for the foul, will be fouled on the play. Tegan Manis, the freshman from Stockton, California, will go to the charity stripe to shoot a pair. Dort College trailing Concordia 37-30, pending free throws. First free throw by Manis is up and through. She's got another one coming. Now, Dort College, earlier this half, missed the front end of a bonus. And they've left some points on the table, if you will, as Manis makes one of two free throws. Dort College trails 37-31. You can play the ifs and buts game, but right now, Dort College from the free throw line, 9 of 14, I believe. So they've left some points out there. Dort College trailing 37-31. Pearson passes. Right side. Ball fake. Gautier. Gautier gives it up Morris. Morris three. No good from the wing. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Here comes Kim Cruz. Cruz with a head full of steam. Loses it on the way up. picked up by the defenders. Pass over to Hulst. Hulst, Newman. Newman double team back over to Manis. Manis, lob pass inside to Hulst, and Hulst is hammered on the play. And Micah Hulst will go to the free throw line. Foul called on Concordia. On the double team, it was Jade Gautier who got called for the personal foul. She was came over hard on the help defense. Free throw on the way for Hulst is off the mark, no good. She's got another one coming, does Micah Hulst. Hulst, a 69% free throw shooter coming into the contest. Misses the first one. She's got another one coming. And the ball's tapped out of bounds. Sedort College misses both free throw attempts. 1:50 remaining. Dort College on defense. With the right side is Dabrakow. Dabrakow into the corner. Morris. Morris with the basketball. Gives it up Pearson. Pearson has the shot blocked by Hulst, but there for the offensive rebound and the putback is Elena Dabrakow. Dabrakow with 4 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 39-31. 39-31 our score. And inbounding the basketball will be Chapman. Chapman with it. Chapman gives it up over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman to Cruz. Cruz with it. Cruz out front. Double teamed. Throws it over to Chapman. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Chapman on the left wing. Chapman gives it back over to Newman. Newman, spin move, nothing there. Back over to Chapman. She might have to squeeze it off. Chapman drives in and the ball's blocked out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 39-31, Dort College down 8, 105 remaining in the half. And Emily Newman gets fouled on the play. As she took it up strong, she gets fouled from behind. Foul called on Dabrakow. Dabrakow whistled for the personal foul. And free throws on the way for Newman. First one is up and through. Emily Newman now 4-for-7 from the free throw line. And another free throw on the way. Robin Blunt checking into the contest. So a second free throw on the way here for Newman. Emily Newman shooting a second free throw. 39-32, Dort College down 7. And Newman makes one of two free throws. She's now... She is 5 of 8 total from the charity stripe. Dort College trails by 7, 39-32. Heiser with it left side. They go into the corner, Morris. Morris misses the 3, but a foul on the play called on Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt whistled for the personal, and for Robin that is foul number 1. Team foul number 9, Newman checks out of the ball game, checking in. Is Dort College's Paige Ingbers. Free throw for Pearson. Off the side of the iron, no good, but there for the rebound is Heiser. Heiser gives it up to Morris. Morris around the horn they go. Morris goes into the corner. 3 on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Dort College down 7 with a chance to cut into the lead. Ingbers out front. Ingbers gives it up to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz on the left wing, on the right wing, back to Chapman. 15 to shoot. Comes back to Cruz. Cruz drives in. Her shot no good. There for the rebound is Hulst. Hulst gets it to go, and Micah Hulst will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play after she got the ball on the putback attempt in the middle of the lane. And the defenders trail 39-34 with a free throw coming. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Rebound, Robin Blunt on the offensive. Put back, no good. Rims it off the backboard. And the Dort College defenders trail 39-34. Dort College down 5. Bailey Morris will hold for the final shot of the half. 8 seconds left. Now 7. 6. She's got it on the left wing. She steps up to the top of the key now on the left side. Beyond the 3-point line. Puts it up. Shot is no good, but she is fouled on the play. Foul called on the play against Micah Hulst. Micah Hulst whistled for the personal. Two free throws on the way for the Concordia Bulldogs. Time has expired. Bailey Morris will shoot two free throws here with a clock off and no one at the free throw lane. Oh, 39-34 our score. And now there's a question as to the light being on behind the backboard. And the discussion will be, do we reshoot the free throw or not? Well, they will discuss it further as to whether she gets to reshoot the free throw or not because the red light was on behind the backboard. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Morris promptly misses both free throws, and that's the end of the half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. That's the end of the half. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders trailing 39-34 at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball game. Dort College scored the first 2 points of the game. Concordia went on an 8-0 run to go up 8-2. Dort College tied it at 8, led briefly 13-10. Concordia went and Dort College briefly retook the lead after relinquishing it on a three-point basket at 16-14. It was tied then at 16, and that was part of a 11-0 run by the Bulldogs that put them from down 16-14 to up 25-16. Dort College never led again in the half. Dort College got to within 5 late, 39-34. And then the halftime came to a close. Dort College left some points out there, though, as they made, unofficially, just 10 of 19 free throws in the first half of play. We'll be back with a rundown of the scoring and the statistics right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDC Offices Center, 88.5 FM. The numbers look like this at halftime. Let's begin with the Dort College Defenders. 10 of 27 from the floor, 37%, 4 for 8 on threes, 50%, 10 of 19 on free throws for 52.6%. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 14 of 41 from the floor, 34.1%, 1 of 17 on threes. That's 6%, 10 of 14 on free throws, 71.4%. Dort College is out rebounding Concordia 29-25. Dort College, though, hampered by 20 turnovers in the first half of play, Concordia with 8. Dort College led by Abby Chapman's 11 points. Kim Cruz has 8. Micah Hulst has 6 at the break. 5 for Emily Newman. 2 for Cassidy Bredevode, 1 for Robin Blunt, 1 for Tegan Manis for their total of 34 for the Concordia Bulldogs. 9 for Bailey Morris, 8 for Tracy Pites, 8 for Mary Janovich, 4 for Elena Dabrico, 2 each for Jenna Lehman and Jerrica Pearson, and that's their total of 39 points. Rebounding, Michael Hulst has 6, Kim Cruz has 7, Emily Newman and Abby Chapman, that is, have 3 each. Chapman has 2 assists, Cruz has 3. for the Concordia Bulldogs. 9 rebounds for Elena Dabrico. Bailey Morris has 6 assists and 3 steals. Mary Janovich also has 3 steals. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR, 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of what else is happening in the GPAC today, right after this. Halftime scores are very close to halftime. Actually, this is one of the later games of the day. Women's play, Dort College trails Concordia 39-34. Midland over Dakota Wesleyan 39-24. Hastings ahead of Briarcliff at 28-27. Northwestern leads Nebraska Wesleyan 56-27. And Mount Marty over Doan 42-37. GPAC football team playing in the GPAC semifinals today. That's Morningside taking on Marion of Indiana. Marion defeats Morningside by a final score of 41-21. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Bedingfield Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by the Dort College, by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Coming up this week on KDCR, Wednesday evening, back here for a couple of contests with Dakota Wesleyan at the DeWitt Gymnasium. 1 week from today, on the road at Hastings, Nebraska to take on the Broncos to conclude pre-Christmas GPAC basketball. Dort College plays one more game before the break. That's against Martin Luther on December the 18th when exams are finished. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5
FM. Dort College is a place with strong academic programs as well as high-caliber athletic programs.
Underway with the second half. Dort College with the basketball as the second set of 20 minutes gets underway. Newman tries to pass it down low. Ball is tipped, taken away. Here comes Concordia back the other way. Tracy Pites. Pites driving into the left hand. Layup good. Tracy Pites with 10 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 41-34. 41-34, a 7-point advantage now for the Bulldogs. Dort College trailing by 7. Pites to the free throw line. She started the game with 6 straight points for the Bulldogs, and now she starts the second half with a 3-point play. She's got 11, and the Dort College defenders trail 42-34. With a basketball on the backcourt is Manis. Manis is tied up on the play. Jump ball, alternating possession. It's Concordia basketball. Concordia with the basketball. Dort College trails 42-34. And the Bulldogs throwing the ball in. So Dort College will get the next tie up. Guaranteed there will be a few more before the day is over. Down to the baseline is Morris. Morris gives it up front. Three-pointer by Mueller. Mueller up and good. Becky Mueller with a three-point bucket, and just like that, Concordia has opened up a 45-34 advantage. Now, this is where Dort College has been able to scrap back and make a game of it. Pinned in the backcourt, though, and Dort College is forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders with 18:55 left to go in the contest. Dort College trails 45-34, 6 straight by the Bulldogs to start the second half of play. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. With a basketball across the timeline is Angbers. Angbers pass, telegraphed and taken away. Here's Pites. Pites layup good, and she's fouled on the play. Turnover and an easy bucket on the other end, and now Concordia shooting for the three-point play opportunity for Pites. Tracy Pites got the steal on the pass back to midcourt. And that's one of those turnovers that will drive you crazy. And Paige Angbers is going to check out of the ball game right now. She passed it back towards the point guard, who was stationed closer to the center jump circle than the top of the key. And in the meantime, Pite stepped in, took away the basketball. She misses the free throw, though. So she misses on the opportunity for the three-point play. And the Concordia Bulldogs lead it now 47-34. And on the ensuing rebound, the ball is tapped out of bounds, last touched by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia with the basketball. They throw it in to Becky Mueller. Mueller with the basketball, gives it up out front to Morris. Morris to Manis. Manis with it on the right side. Down to the baseline is Morris. Morris, kick out pass, three on the way, is good. Three-point basket for Becky Mueller, and Concordia has stepped it up a notch. And they lead 50-34. York College into their offensive set. This might be their first true offensive possession where they're attacking. With it on the left side. Get it back over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman over to Newman. Newman with the basketball into the lane. Newman puts it up and she draws a foul. She'll shoot two free throws. Foul goes on Concordia and Heiser, I believe. Kelsey Heiser, whistled for foul number two. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Docker and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Newman makes both free throws. Dort College gets their first points of the second half. Concordia back the other way. Long three on the way. Not good by Mueller. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Dort College with the basketball. Cruz. Cruz passes left side over to Manis. Manis slot pass over the top for Hulst. Hulst underneath. Kick out pass. Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes back over to Hulst. Reverses it to Newman. Newman swings it left corner to Manis. Manis with the basketball. Comes back over to Cruz. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Cruz underneath in traffic. Shot is up and good. Kim Cruz with the bucket. She's got 10. And the defenders trail 50-38. Driving the other way, Dort College blocks the shot. I believe that was Micah Hulst who got a hand on it. I was making the notation for the bucket on the one end. And she manages to, Concordia pushes the ball up the floor. They get a layup blocked out of bounds. It's Concordia basketball. They got the ball up the floor just 4 seconds off of the shot clock in the process. Pass comes over to Morris. Morris gives it up to Mueller. Mueller into the lane. Mueller loses it. Taken away by Kim Cruz. Here comes Dort College. Cruz, left side Manis. Manis over the top pass into the corner. Three on the way is good. Abby Chapman, three-pointer from the right corner, and the defenders cut it down to a nine-point game again, 50-41. Driving in, left-handed layup, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Michael Hulst. Hulst takes it away. Tracy Pites missed the layup, and now Pites is called for a foul near midcourt. Pites, a senior from Hardington, Nebraska, picks up her fourth foul in the process. Pites will check out. Pearson will check in. Well, the more that Pites is on the bench, the better for the Dort College defenders. She's got 13 points. She's been very active defensively. Out front is Cruz. Cruz running point for the defenders. Kim Cruz comes back right side over to Chapman. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz left side Newman. Newman with the basketball back over to Cruz. Cruz with it, driving in. Kick out pass, Vredevoad. Vredevoad back to Chapman. Abby Chapman, three on the way. Got it! Three-point bucket, Abby Chapman. She's got 17, and the defenders trail 50-44. Dort College on a 10-0 run of their own after getting down 16. They trail by 6. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. And it would appear that my remote desktop has stopped working for the time being, so we'll keep it right here. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders trailing 50-44. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Also made possible by the Van Inglenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712 737-6000. Concordia basketball. Dort College on defense, trailing by six, fighting their way back into this contest. With it is Mueller. Mueller left side, Heiser. Heiser comes back to the top of the key. This is Heiser on the left wing. 13 to shoot for the Bulldogs. They pass it into the corner to Janovich. Janovich with the ball. Work it back over to Heiser. Six to shoot. She'll throw up a runner. It's deflected. Taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it is Vredevoad. Vredevoad to Newman. Newman right corner, Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline. Chapman from 15. Her shot no good. Rebound fought for. Loose basketball and a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Well, I told you there'd be a few more held balls before this day is over. Inbounding the basketball will be Abby Chapman. Chapman to throw it in. Jerrica Pearson wanted a foul call on that play as both players went up for the rebound. Chapman, corner three, corner two, no good from 17 feet. Rebound cleared out. Here comes Concordia, head full of steam. Janovich. Janovich throws it off the bottom of the backboard. No good, but the ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Concordia basketball. Right. 50-44, Dort College, trailing by six. And now a jump hook in the lane. So the two-point bucket for Becky Mueller. Mueller with 8 points in the second half. And Kim Cruz is fouled on the other end. Dort College trails by eight, 52-44. And the Dort College defenders, Kim Cruz, will shoot some free throws. First free throw is up and good for Cruz. A second free throw on the way. So second free throw on the way here for Kim Cruz. Cruz trying to draw Dort College back to within six. This one's up and good. Cruz makes them both. She's got 12 points. And the defenders trail 52-46. 52-46, Dort College down by six. Concordia looked like they were going to blow it open. Dort College went on a 10-0 run, and now Pearson throws it away. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College gets the basketball back. Defenders trailing 52-46. Defenders with it in the backcourt. Throwing it in will be Robin Blunt. Blunt tosses it in, gets it in to Kim Cruz. Cruz, pass, tipped, and taken away by Bailey Morris. Morris forces the steal. And they pass it out. Now a cutter through the lane. Pearson. Pearson from five. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Robin Blunt. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia with the basketball. Throwing it in will be Bailey Morris. Morris to trigger it. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They throw it in on the left wing to Quinn. Shelby Quinn with the basketball. Quinn over to Morris. Morris well beyond the three-point line. Morris passes it back over to Quinn. Quinn with it on the left side. Now they fire it up from the top of the key. A three, too strong, no good. Rebound deflected, taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball in the backcourt. Her long pass over the top to Vredevoad. Vredevoad with the ball. Dort College a chance to cut to within six, and I should say less than six. And the cross-court pass intended for Robin Blunt goes out of bounds. Blunt touched it last. So Dort College will play defense again, trailing by six out of the defenders. 14:35 left to go in the game. With it on the right side is Quinn. Quinn, cross-court pass over to Morris. Morris, deep left corner, gets a screen. They pass it back out to Daum. Daum to Morris. Morris down to the baseline. Morris cut off. Her tough shot in the lane over the top of Michael Hulse, partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Cruz, open field, the open court. Her scoop shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Pearson. Pearson ahead to Morris. Morris with the basketball. Morris with a head full of steam. Throws herself into Micah Hulse. Gets the shot to go, and she is fouled, they say. Well, the Dort College defenders and their supporters here thinking that Morris had cleared out a little space for herself with a forearm. In the meantime, Bailey Morris will go to the free throw line and will shoot a free throw for a three-point play opportunity, and she misses the free throw. So Morris has now missed three free throws in a row. She has 11 points for the Concordia Bulldogs. Dort College trail by 8, 54-46. Dort College basketball, Cruz. Cruz out front, Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman feeds it off to Bredevoet. Bredevoet back over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz passes it into the corner. And the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. So Concordia will get it back. Concordia will have the basketball back. And the Bulldogs trail by a lead by 8, I should say, 54-46. Right side with the basketball is Shelby Quinn. Quinn with it on the left side. Quinn gives it up to Morris. Morris back to Dalm. Dalm with the basketball. Dalm to Quinn. Quinn into the lane, and she is fouled on the play. They're going to call a push on the defenders. So Dort College. Dort College on defense. Bailey Morris gets the inbounds pass back in the corner. They lob it down low. Shot is up. No good. Rebound fought for, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia basketball. 13:15 left to play in regulation. Dort College trailing 54-46. Bailey Morris tosses it in over the top. Ball is tipped out, taken away by Manis. Tegan Manis with the basketball. Manis driving in, and a foul called on the play against Concordia. Foul called on the play against Brenly Dalm. Dalm whistled for her second personal foul. And free throws on the way for Tegan Manis. Manis will shoot two. First free throw is up and good. Another free throw coming for Manis. This one's up and down, so Manis makes one of two. She's got 2 points, and the defenders trail 54-47. Quinn with the basketball in between the circles. Quinn passes right side. Back to Morris. Morris splits the defense, puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. ...54-47 Dort College trailing. And the foul is called on Shea DeAger. That's foul number one on DeAger. Bailey Morris, first free throw is up and through. So Bailey Morris, after missing three free throws in a row, knocks that one down. She's got 12 points. A second free throw on the way for Bailey Morris. Second free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Bredevoet. Dort College with the basketball. And the ball is deflected in the backcourt. Picked up by Dort College and Manis. And a 10-second call against Dort College. As the ball was deflected, Dort College never made it over the half-court stripe. And now the Dort College defenders. Will play defense as Morris will inbound the basketball. And Morris, unable to get the ball inbound, it throws it off of a Dort College player. And Dort College will now set up the defense once again. So another inbound opportunity. This time it'll be Heiser throwing it in. Heiser throws it in. High post. Coming away with the basketball is Mueller. Mueller with the basketball. Back over to Morris. Morris three on the way. No good. Rebound taken away by DeAger. DeAger outlets. Gives it up to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz pass over the top. Coming up with it is DeAger. Shea DeAger with the basketball in the corner. Pardon me, that was Angbers. Angbers. Back to Newman. Newman with the basketball at the free throw line. Now Angbers. Angbers to Cruz. Cruz with it on the right wing. Dort College down 8. Lob pass down low. DeAger. DeAger faces up. Crossover move. Her shot off the glass. No good. Rebound deflected up. Picked up by Concordia. Quinn with the basketball. Quinn will bring it up. Passes Morris. Morris underneath Heiser. Around the horn they go. Back over to Morris. Morris step back. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Heiser. Heiser with the basketball. Heiser back over to Morris. Morris with the ball. Morris puts it up. Short-armed it. No good. Rebound taken away by DeJager. DeJager with the basketball. DeJager back over to Cruz. Cruz will bring it up. 11:45 left to go in the contest. Kim Cruz gets a set play from the sideline. Cruz has it poked away from her. She picks it up in the backcourt. And Cruz will resume her dribble. 14 seconds to shoot. Shea DeJager will set another screen. They pass it back to Shea. Shea, ball fake, drives in, puts it up. Ball is blocked. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Coming up with it is Tracy Pites. Pites with the basketball. Pites down to the baseline. Her shot no good. Vredevoet. Vredevoet with the basketball coming back the other way. It has been wild and ragged at times today. Newman back the other way. Shot no good, but she is fouled on the play by Heiser. Kelsey Heiser whistled for her third personal foul. And the Door College defenders will send Emily Newman to the free throw line. First free throw is up and through. Another one on the way for Newman. So Newman will shoot a second free throw here. That was foul number four, by the way, on Heiser. So a couple of Concordia starters have foul trouble. Second free throw is up and through as well for Newman. So Newman makes them both. Emily Newman cuts Door College, gets Door College back to within 55-49. 55-49 our score with it right side. They go over to Morris. Morris for the basketball. They go high post to Pearson. Pearson into the corner. Concordia with the lead and the basketball as we approach the midpoint of the second half. Pass goes right side. They dump it down low. In the lane is Mueller, and Mueller is fouled on the play. Foul called against the Door College defenders. Fouls charged to Micah Holst. And for Holst, that is number three by my count. Wait for it to go up on the board. Free throw is up. Free throw, no good. Another one on the way. So second free throw on the way for Concordia, and that free throw is no good as well. Back the other way, Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Door College down six. Pass out front, Cruz. Cruz, right side, Newman. Newman shakes right, goes left, draws the double team, comes back over to Cruz. Cruz driving in. Layup is no good. Rebound, though, taken down by Holst. Holst shot no good. Rebound controlled by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. 55-49 our score. Pass left side over to Morris. Morris with the basketball. They dump it down low for Jerrica Pearson. Pearson with the basketball. Her rolling shot in the lane is good. She turned and fired it over her left shoulder with a right arm. And Jerrica Pearson with 4 points. Door College trails 57-49. Kim Cruz with the basketball out front. Goes left side, Angbers. Angbers, three ball, off the mark, no good. Rebound taken by Quinn. Quinn. Quinn pushes it ahead to Morris. Morris driving in, draws contact. Her shot is good. Bailey Morris. 5 second half points. The defenders trail 59-49. Kim Cruz driving the other way. And Cruz loses her footing on the layup attempt. The layup is up and good. And the Concordia Bulldogs, Mary Janovich, gets a 2-point bucket on the other end. And Concordia has extended the lead 61-49. 61-49 our score. 9:34 remaining in this contest. Concordia with four unanswered, with another free throw on the way. Beg your pardon, six unanswered. So they've pushed the lead from 6 to 12 on three possessions, now 13, as they make the free throw. And the Bulldogs have opened up a Baker's Dozen advantage. Chapman trapped in the corner. Chapman looking for someone to pass to and is unable to do so. The Concordia Bulldogs with a 3-point play that time by Janovich. Janovich with 11. Door College trails 62-49. With it in the lane is Newman. Newman gives it off to Cruz. Cruz double teamed in the lane. Newman back out, gets it on the right side. Newman off the jump, off the jump stop. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Pearson. Jerrica Pearson coming back the other way. Concordia basketball. This is Shelby Quinn. Shelby Quinn gives it up to Becky Mueller. Mueller goes right side to Mary Janovich. Janovich with the basketball. Janovich to Royick. Three-pointer answering no. Rebound taken away by Concordia, though. Missed three-pointer. Coming back with it is Mueller. Mueller at the right elbow. Mueller gives it off to Janovich. Janovich lost it. It's taken by Chapman. Taken right back by the Bulldogs. Driving in, left hand, Concordia. Mueller. Mueller stops, pops, 12-footer. Off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Kim Cruz gets it ahead to Newman. Newman is fouled on the play. And Newman will not shoot free throws. That is foul number 6 called on the Bulldogs. Foul is charged to the Bulldogs. And Bailey Morris, I believe. And they signaled to the bench. The foul was on 21. And I'm not sure who the foul should have been on. 34, that should be Mueller. Mueller whistled for the personal. So 34 gets called for the foul. Pass over the top to Manis. Manis working with the basketball. Manis, lob pass underneath and intended for the Dort College defenders, Micah Hulst. Dort College to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop, throwing it in. They get it into Newman. Newman dumps it off for Hulst. Hulst unable to hang on to it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia with the basketball. Bulldogs on the right side. They pass it into the corner. Quinn. Quinn with the ball. Quinn passes it left side over to Royick. Royick back over to Quinn. She lets fly with a three. No good. Rebound taken away by Pearson. Pearson's shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. So Pearson whistled for the gets the offensive rebound in the putback attempt. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Emily Newman. That's the third foul on Newman. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Pearson. So a second free throw coming. Second free throw by Pearson is up and good, so Pearson makes them both. Jerrica Pearson with 6 points. And the defenders trail 64-49. Concordia right now in the midst of a 9-0 run. Vredevoad passes left side. Gets it over to Hulst. Hulst on the right wing to Manis. Manis gives it up to Chapman. Chapman spin move with the left hand. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Bulldog basketball, Morris. Morris ahead of the pack. It goes Royick. Royick lets fly with a three. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Vredevoad. Vredevoad with the ball. Vredevoad gets it ahead to Manis. Manis with the ball. Manis across the timeline. Teagan with it. Teagan Manis driving with the right hand. Lays it up. No good. Rebound taken away by Micah Hulst. And Hulst is fouled on the play. Hulst will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So free throws coming for the Dort College defenders and Micah Hulst. Hulst to shoot a pair. So free throws coming for Hulst. Micah Hulst, free throw off the mark, no good. And the Concordia Bulldogs come down the floor with the basketball. This is Morris. Morris on the right wing. Morris back over to Pearson. Pearson gives it up to Pites. Pites, left corner, shot no good, and Concordia has shot the three awfully today. It's been poor for Concordia from the three-point line. Chapman with the basketball. They had one made three in the first half. They did make two early in the second half, but the well is run dry. Vredevoet misses the driving layup. Here's Hulst underneath. Kick out Engbers. Engbers three off the heel, no good. Rebound taken down by Vredevoet. Vredevoet with the left hand can't get it to go, but she is fouled on the play. So Dort College will have the basketball back. Will be shooting two free throws. As we continue play, Dort College trailing 64-49. And that's foul number five on Tracy Pites. Tracy Pites initially whistled for the foul. Instead, they're going to say it was called on Jerrica Pearson. Pearson whistled for her fourth personal. Vredevoet shooting free throws. Vredevoet's first free throw is good. She's got three. Concordia from the three-point line today, 3 of 27. Dort College trails 64-50 with another free throw coming. Dort College had this down to a five-point game, 64-51 our score. Both free throws made by Vredevoet. Dort College had this down to a difference of 50-44. Concordia stretches the lead out to as many as 15 moments ago at 64-49. And now it stands at a 13-point ball game, 64-51. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Also made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Three-pointer from the right corner for the Concordia Bulldogs. Knocking it down was Mary Janovich. Janovich with 14 points. Concordia with three players with 14 points apiece. Angbers trapped in the corner. Dort College down to their final timeout. They pass it left side over to Cruz. Cruz will let fly with a three, and she banks it in. Kim Cruz with 15 points. The defenders trail 67-54 as the two teams swap three-point shots. Three-pointer no good. Rebound, though, Concordia. Shot no good again in the lane. Rebound controlled by Chapman. Cruz ahead. It goes to Vredevoet. Vredevoet with the basketball. Vredevoet comes back over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman on the left side. Comes back over to Angbers. Angbers, three, off the mark, no good. Dort College has struggled from the three-point line as well today. Bailey Morris with the basketball. Morris passes it off to Heiser. Heiser over to Morris. Morris with the basketball. Morris comes back right side over to Janovich. Janovich to Morris. Morris on the left wing. Morris gets the return pass. Her three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped and a foul called on the play against Micah Hulst. Hulst commits the personal foul. And the Concordia Bulldogs will have the basketball. And we're in bonus time for both teams. Shooting the bonus will be number 40, Jenna Lehman. And this will be a 1-1 for Lehman. Lehman's first free throw on the way is up and good. She's got another one coming. 5:07 left to go in regulation. Dort College trails 68-54. A second free throw coming. This one is up, and that one's off the mark. No good. Rebound cleared by Hulst. 68-54, Dort College down 14. with the basketball is Cruz. Cruz picks up her dribble, throws middle of the floor over to Newman. Newman into the corner with the basketball, Vredevode. Vredevode runner off of the glass, good. Vredevode with the two-point basket. She's got 6 points, and the defenders trail 68-56. With the basketball is Morris. Morris has it out front in between the circles. Morris passes right side over to Janovich. Janovich, round the horn they go back over to Morris. Morris, lob pass down low. Kick out pass back comes to Morris. Morris on the left wing looking for the dump down low. Pass deflected, tipped, and controlled. Here come the defenders. With the basketball is Cruz. Kim Cruz into the front court. Cruz on the left side. Dort College can make it a single-digit ball game of the three. With it up front is Vredevode. Vredevode, Chapman. Chapman driving in. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Dort College defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. So Concordia with the basketball. They'll inbound length of the floor in front of them. The Concordia Bulldogs with the basketball. And Concordia will bring it up. 4:04 left to play in the contest. Concordia up by 12, 68-56, and Concordia will use a timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders trailing 68-56. Dort College has trailed by as many as 16. They've battled. They've kept it to within six on a couple of different occasions. And right now it stands at a 12-point ball game, 68-56. 68-56. Dort College talking strategy in the huddle. Game reset. Dort College with 9 fouls. Concordia with 8. Both teams have players with 4 fouls. Concordia has 2 of them. Tracy Pites and Kelsey Heiser each with 4. For the defenders, Micah Hulst has 4 fouls. Dort College is led in scoring by Abby Chapman, 17 points. Kim Cruz has 15. For the Bulldogs, Bailey Morris and Mary Janovich have 14 points each. ...68-56, Concordia has 2 timeouts remaining. Dort College has 1 timeout left in their pocket. Pass goes underneath, shot no good by Tracy Pites from the left block. And the rebound is cleared by the defenders. Cruz into the corner, Chapman. Chapman, 3, off the mark, no good. Rebound taken down by Hulst. Hulst put back, no good. And a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia basketball after the tie-up. And throwing the ball in for Concordia will be Tracy Pites. Pites gets the ball inbounded to Morris. Morris with the basketball on the right side. Passes over to Janovich. Janovich over to Heiser. Heiser into the corner. Morris. Morris with the basketball. Pass through the lane. Taken away by Kim Cruz. This has not been a sharply played ball game to say the least. Both teams have been bothered by turnovers. Dort College with 30. Concordia with 12, but it feels like more than that. And there's number 31 for the defenders. Taken away by Pites. Pites against Newman. Newman off-balance shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Morris. 3:09 remaining. Morris with the basketball. Morris drives the lane. Kicks it right side over to Mary Janovich. Janovich, short jumper, good. Janovich with 8 points in the second half. Defenders trail 70-56. Drop it off over to Micah Hulst. Hulst puts the short shot in. She's got 8. And the defenders trail 70-58. 2:40 left to go in the game. Concordia basketball. Mary Janovich with it. Janovich passes over to Morris. Morris with the basketball. Morris to Heiser. Heiser back over to Morris. Morris at the point. She passes over to Pites. Pites into the corner. Three-pointer is up and good. Three-point basket for Heiser. Heiser with her first points of the day. And the defenders trail 73-58, and Concordia has opened up a 15-point lead. Pass goes over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz with it on the left side. Kim with the ball. Kim driving in, loses the handle on it, picks it back up, gets it away to Engbers. Engbers back over to Chapman. Chapman gets the return pass from Engbers, and Chapman is going to be called for a charge. Abby Chapman whistled for the personal foul, her first. Beg your pardon, her second. So foul number two on Abby Chapman. Paige Engbers will check out of the ballgame. North College defenders putting up a fight here tonight, but today, it's not going to be enough. They trail by 15 with 1:48 remaining. Get up. With it out front, Bailey Morris drives in. Gets it into Pites. Pites drives the lane. Her shot is good. Pites with 15, and the defenders trail 75-58. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz passes over to Newman. Newman with it. Newman passes right side back over to Chapman. Chapman with it on the baseline. Chapman spins. Nothing there. Picks up her dribble. Comes back to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Spins. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Heiser. Ahead it goes. Right side to Janovich. Janovich deep right corner. Now Morris. Morris directing traffic. Her team up by 17. Shot by Heiser, no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Jenna Lehman. 77-58, Concordia up by 19. With the basketball is Chapman. Chapman at the free throw line. Chapman reverses it to Cruz. Cruz shot in the lane, no good. Dort College team just doesn't have any legs left right now. Lots of trips up and down the floor in a high-paced game. Dort College gets called for a foul on the rebound. That's going to go on Micah Hulst, and Hulst fouls out of the contest with 8 points and 40 seconds remaining in the contest. 77-58, Dort College, trailing by 19. And Concordia will walk the other way and shoot free throws. Hulst, Cruz, Newman, Bredevoet check out. Also checking out Abby Chapman. On the floor for the defenders, Manis, Engbers, DeJager, Blunt, and I believe Raquel Mao. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Morris. Morris in the second half with 6 points, 15 for the ball game, just a shade below her season average of 16.8 per game. And this free throw is in and out, no good, but rebound taken away by DeJager. Shea DeJager gets it away to Tegan Manis. Manis with the basketball. Manis picks up her dribble, tries to find Robin Blunt on the backdoor cut. And the ball is taken, out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. So Concordia has the basketball. Up by 20 are the Bulldogs, 78-258. Concordia basketball. This is Jade Gautier. Gautier with it. Gautier throws it away. Intended for Brendley Dalm. And the defenders will have the basketball back, trailing by 20. Tegan Manis with the basketball. Manis spins. Puts up the right-handed layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Concordia. Pass ahead to Dalm. Dalm layup good. Dalm with the two-point bucket. And the defenders trail 80-58, and that's how it's going to end. Concordia improves to 5-1 in the conference, 10-1 overall. Dort College falls to 0-5 in the conference, and 6-6 overall. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Next up for the defenders, they'll be traveling to Dakota Wesleyan. They will host Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday and travel to Hastings 1 week from tonight. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Got to back up and amend that 1 week from this afternoon. The Dort College defenders at the Hastings College Broncos. So Concordia defeats Dort College Women's basketball, 80-58. And we've still experiencing some troubles with my control of the studio back at KDCR. So we will keep it right here and guide you through our post-game wrap-up, the Wireless World post-game wrap. Today's broadcast made possible in part by grants from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member, FEIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Today's broadcast is also made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, Dort College in this one led early. They were up at one point, 16-14. Concordia went on a 11-0 run to get up 25-16. And Concordia never trailed again, taking a 39-34 lead into the intermission. In the second half, six unanswered by the Concordia Bulldogs made it 45-34. And the Concordia Bulldogs pushed the lead out to 16, 50-34. Dort College scored 10 in a row to make it 50-44. And that was as close as Dort College would get, though. Had it at six on a couple different occasions, but never got closer than those 6 points. The last time at 55-49. Dort College ends up on the losing end of an 80-58 decision. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a look at the numbers. Dort College trailed 39-34 at halftime. Falcon 40-out scores Dort College 41-24 in the second half of play. The Concordia Bulldogs, 29 of 81 from the floor, 35.8%. 5 of 31 from the three-point line for 16%. 17 of 28 from the free throw line for 61%. For the Dort College defenders, 16 of 53 from the floor, 30.2%. 7 of 15 on threes, 46.7%. And 19 of 30 from the free throw line for 63%. Dort held a slight 54-52 rebounding advantage. And the Dort College defenders ended up committing 33 turnovers to 14 for the Concordia Bulldogs. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders led in scoring tonight by Abby Chapman, 17 points. Kim Cruz ends with 15. Chapman, 5 of 15 from the floor for 17. Cruz, 5 of 10 from the floor for 15 points. 9 points for Emily Newman. 8 for Micah Hulst. 6 for Cassidy Vredebode. 2 for Tegan Manis. 1 for Robin Blunt. The Concordia Bulldogs led by Mary Janovich with 16. Tracy Pites with 15, Bailey Morris with 15, Becky Mueller with 14. 6 for Jerrica Pearson, 5 for Jenna Lehman, 4 for Elena Dabberko, 3 for Kelsey Heiser, and 2 for Brenly Daum for their total of 80 points. The Dort College defenders led in rebounding by Micah Hulst with 16, 11 for Kim Cruz, 6 for Cassidy Vredebode, 4 for Shady Yeager, 4 for Abby Chapman, 3 for Emily Newman. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 4 rebounds for Bailey Morris to go with her 15 points. Mary Janovich had 6, 7 for Jerrica Pearson, and 9 for Elena Dabberkow. Bailey Morris had 8 assists, 3 for Mary Janovich, 6 steals for Morris, 5 for Tracy Pites. Dort College falls to 6-6 overall, 0-5 of the conference. Concordia improves to 10-1 and 5-1. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. And we continue on with our post-game show, the Wireless World post-game wrap, as Coach Craig Steensma visits with me now as the Dort College defenders end up on the losing end of an 80-58 decision. Dort College pressured into 33 turnovers. And Coach, in the pregame show, we talked about the fact that you were going to have to shake up your lineup because you were a little shorthanded. And for much of this ballgame, your team competed very well, even though they were shorthanded. But those 33 turnovers, just too hard to combat tonight.
Right, and about 36 minutes into the game, or maybe 35 minutes, we just ran out of gas. And we physically couldn't get back. And so you give credit to Concordia for that. They were able to turn us over. 33 is just too many, but the pace that they play, they force the issue quite a bit, and so, I was very, very proud of our effort. I think our effort was probably as good as it can get, but still 58 points. We battled hard for every one of those points, and, they're able to get some runouts late and end up with 80, but a lot of competition out there today, and just a lot of heart, a lot of effort. Very, very proud of the team and the battle that we did today.
What do you try to do moving forward as you prepare for Wednesday night?
Well, I think we can build on this performance, you know, and we switch defenses a little bit. And, you know, maybe we need to go a little bit more to that. That was pretty effective for a while. You know, we were able to kind of slow them down a little bit, and they were missing some shots. And so, you know, our zone was pretty effective. And so moving forward, I think that's something to look at. Also, Cassidy Vredeville played pretty well. You know, I think we got to try to get her more minutes if possible.
Dakota Wesleyan, what do they present coming up on Wednesday night?
Well, they're very good. They shoot it really well. They run a lot of different set plays, and they always have shooters, and so they're a difficult matchup.
Back to today's contest. For the most part, I thought you defended the three-point shot all right. You were able to force Concordia into just, what, 7 of 15? Well, I beg your pardon, 5 of 31 shooting for the three-point line. All in all, you did a pretty good job of getting out and defending the three.
We did an excellent job of that, you know, and I think they shoot it to get offensive rebounds. So that was good, 5 of 31, and they're still able to win. They want to try to shoot 33s so that they can fly in, get rebounds, and create pace. And, you know, they shoot them quick in the shot clock, so you have to really be able to box out. I think one good important number for us, Mike, was that we were able to win the rebounding battle. And that just shows the effort that's necessary when they do shoot the quick shot.
Awfully hard to overcome that 81-53, though, advantage on the field goals. And so much of that comes down to offensive rebounds. So much of that comes down to just simply getting shots up in possessions. And when you give up possessions, that gets tough.
Right. No, you know, you can't really win if you give up the ball 33 times without a shot. And, you know, they're aggressive and tough, and they play to make you turn it over. So you got to give them credit, too. But on our side of it, when we turn it over 33 times, those are 33 chances that we don't have, and also we don't have any chance to get an offensive board in that situation.
Coach Steensma, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Mike.
It's Coach Craig Steensma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.